This is an alligator snapping turtle, resident of far western Kentucky along the Mississippi floodplain.
Alligator snapping turtle is the most aquatic freshwater turtle that there is. I mean, it virtually never leaves the water.
John McGregor is the state's leading herpetologist, an expert on snakes, frogs, and turtles. The alligator snapping turtle here weighs about 40 pounds and could live to be 100. The alligator snapping turtle is designed to be self-sufficient in a very small space.
They spend long periods of time moving very little, if at all. I would say most of the time these turtles are in water that's 4 feet deep or shallower. You know, it might stay underwater 15, 30, 45 minutes at a time and then would come up and breathe right at the surface.
The human record for holding one's breath is 8 minutes, 58 seconds. Anything longer than that would practically be a feat of magic.
Well, something an alligator snapper can do that David Blaine cannot do is hold its breath for half an hour or longer.
And when the turtle comes up to breathe, the only part of its body exposed to the air is the very tip of its nose.
The way their nostrils are constructed, right out on the end of their nose, you don't see the turtle's head coming up out of the water because those nostrils are just right at the surface.
If the turtle has its mouth open, take a look at its tongue.
It's like somebody took a small worm and just kind of thumbtacked it to his tongue, and he wiggles that slowly. And in the murky water where the alligator snapper lives, you know, you can't see very far, and so a fish, it'll see that worm, and it will not notice the darkness surrounding it as being the mouth of an alligator snapping turtle, and so it swims over there to investigate the worm, and the turtle strikes, and he's got the fish. If you look at the turtle's head, and it has all these little tubercles on it, it's all designed to mask the fact that this is a turtle's head. It's all part of the camouflage. The alligator snapper is the perfect animal for the habitat that it lives in.